Cleveland.com.
Can any of them catch former President Trump? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Four Republican 2024 challengers debated again last night without him, and Chris Christie called them out.
My colleagues here raised their hands and said they would support him even if he was a convicted felon. The bigger problem with it is they were confirming the lies he's told to the American people.
And Christie sparred again with Vivek Ramaswamy.
The most obnoxious blowhard in America.
Do everybody a favor, just walk yourself off that stage, enjoy a nice meal, and get the hell out of this race.
But Ramaswamy spent even more time attacking Nikki Haley in the News Nation debates.
You have a corruption problem, and I think that that's what people need to know. Nikki is corrupt.
Ron DeSantis also called out Haley for some of her supporters.
Nikki is meeting with all these people. They want to use economic power to impose a left-wing agenda on this country.
In terms of these donors that are supporting me, they're just jealous. They wish that they were supporting them.
Haley was a target as she rises in the polls, still though far back of the former president.
My approach is different. No drama, no vendettas, no whining.
Now today the former president returns to New York to again attend the Trump Organization's civil trial, where he denies what the judge already ruled that the company committed fraud in misleading financial transactions. The former president will testify again on Monday. Classes are canceled at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, the day after a gunman shot and killed three people and wounded a fourth until police killed him.
Very difficult time, and it's time for us as the adults. Enough. It is enough.
Las Vegas Mayor Carolyn Goodwin and President Biden calling for stricter gun laws. 2 months after the Hamas terror attack, Israel keeps waging war in Gaza, and government spokesman Alon Levy says,
last night our forces surrounded terror mastermind Yihya Sinwar's house. A powerful reminder that nowhere is safe for the October 7th monsters.
The UN keeps warning of a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Hey, you're up next. Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
While we mark 2 months since the war in Gaza started, this is also the date that President Roosevelt said 82 years ago will live in infamy. December 7th is when Japan attacked us at Pearl Harbor, killing more than 2,400 Americans. Today in Hawaii, only six survivors can make a remembrance ceremony. Ira Shab says back on that day,
we were pretty startled. It was pretty startled. Startled and scared to death.
Of course, that attack dragged the U.S. into World War II. A bill to send more American military aid to Israel to fight Hamas and to Ukraine to battle Russia blocked at the Senate in a vote with Republicans demanding more funding for border security. That upsets the White House.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will not stop at Ukraine if his invasion is successful, President Biden says.
And history's going to judge harshly those who turn their back on freedom's cause. We can't let Putin win.
The president wants Congress to approve a more than $100 billion spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine and Israel. Negotiations have stalled over including border and immigration provisions.
Republicans think they get everything they want without any bipartisan compromise. That's not the answer. That's not the answer.
Still, the president says he is willing to offer more on border policy. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Now, in the House, former Speaker Kevin McCarthy, ousted back in October by a small group of Republicans and all Democrats, says he's going to leave Congress at the end of this month.
We won a House majority twice. We elected more Republican women, veterans, and minorities to Congress than ever before.
Turning to Wall Street, stock futures are mixed after yesterday's selling. The Dow has now gone down 3 days in a row after hitting a new high for the year last week. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State of Illinois is putting a stop to the building of a tent camp for migrants in Chicago's Brighton Park neighborhood. Decision comes after the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency reviewed the city's environmental report that showed the site at 38th and California required cleanup of heavy metals and toxic chemicals. Illinois is launching Dolly Parton's Imagination Library program across the state. The book gifting program mails free, high-quality, and age-appropriate books to children from birth to age 5, regardless of the family's income. Governor Pritzker's 2024 budget allocates $1.6 million to the program to support early childhood learning in Illinois. Champaign teen facing a gun charge and follows a traffic stop in Urbana. Officers pulled over a car Monday night in the 800 block of East Main Street. Police searched the car, discovered cannabis and a pistol. A 17-year-old arrested and taken to the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center faces charges. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, good morning to the 706. Hey to Diane Ducey.
Good morning.
I am Stevie J. There's meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you this morning by Watts Copy Systems. Problems with your current copier vendor regarding service? Call Greg Wolf, Watts Copy Systems, 217-352-0428, where service is more than a promise. A locally owned, family owned, and employee owned Illinois business. Watts Copy Systems. Well, sir, mild today and pretty darn good for December, brother.
Yeah, and it continues on here right into at least the start of the weekend. And even that, despite rain, it's rain that comes our way, not the other stuff. But we do see a little transition back into a little more typical seasonal feel around here on temperatures by late in the weekend and a good part of next week, probably closer to a few days before Christmas with maybe a little more discernible, longer-lasting pattern shift, i.e. into wintertime. In the meantime, though, out the door this morning, not bad for a December morn with a reading of 30. A pair of them at Willard and Savoy and Rantoul. Same at Bloomington Normal. 35 at Danville. 34 at the Kankakee. 42 at St. Louis. Brickyard checks in at 34 degrees as well. Already healthy south-southwesterly wind that'll run at a good 20 to 25 mile per hour clip. Need wind this time of the year to get it to warm up, if you will. 54 later on today. Normal high this time of the year is at 40. Sunshine the rule. For tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and mild again for a December night at 43. Tomorrow continues unseasonably mild to warm at 57. Probably here in Philo on southward. We'll tickle 60 on someone's vehicle thermometer. Could be a stray shower late in the day to our south and southwest. Then some showers overspread the area tomorrow night. Low down to 51. A little quicker, faster movement on this Saturday weather system. So rain in the morning. Lesser rain chances in the afternoon. Temperatures in the 50s in the morning. 40s in the afternoon. Still not half bad on a gusty west-northwesterly wind. Maybe a lone snow shower here Sunday morning. Nothing Monday. A couple snowflakes Tuesday and Wednesday. And a general trend back to more seasonal highs. That's going to be about 40-ish either side of that by day. Overnight readings will fall into the 20s. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
...7:08 off and running on this holy Thursday night, Thursday day. I was thinking, oh, holy night.
Exactly.
What is today?
The 7th.
Uh-huh.
Pearl Harbor?
Is that a question? I'm wondering if I go to the mall if anybody knows.
The day that would live on in infamy?
Live in infamy, according to Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who addressed Congress very shortly after the attack on Pearl Harbor, which was a Sunday, and they had just gone out for the weekend. Now, this is a long time ago. I do understand, but it is very important to remember history. This is like 82 years ago. Does that sound right? 1941, December 7, 1941. When Pearl Harbor was attacked by the Japanese, there was all kinds of feelings that we were just about to get in a war with Japan, but we just didn't know when. And so Japan later said, we awakened a sleeping giant in America who was kind of standing on the sidelines while Nazi Germany was making their move and China was being attacked by Japan. Japan was moving into China. And so we were allies with Russia and China, you know, interestingly enough, against the evil Germany and Italy and Japan. So this is 82 years ago, and what's the significance? Well, you need to remember things so that we try not to relive things. And of course, we all went through 9/11, which was somewhat a different attack on civilians. This is on Pearl Harbor, a military installation in Hawaii. Very moving. If you ever have been there, you know what it's like to stand on the Arizona and look down and still see oil leaking from the ship from 82 years ago. But it's a very, very moving memorial out at Pearl Harbor in Honolulu. So this occurred. It brought us into World War II. and the world was united against the evil. There was no black and white. There was no this or that. That they're the evil. We attack. We must help. We must defeat the enemy. I mean, it was all incredibly different than it feels like today. So I guess my question, and we've got time to discuss, and you can text in as you think about this, what would the reaction be today on an attack, even one like 9/11? How would we react as a country today? Would we say, hell no, pardon my French,
mm-hmm.
Or would we say, ceasefire, it's our fault, we did this, we're evil, it's us, we had it coming, this is us, we should have seen it, we did it all wrong, it's our policies, we shouldn't be in America, we took it from the American Indian, and it's January 6th, Black Lives Matter. I mean, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know how, I believe it'd be different. I think you'd have a growing number of anti-Americanism that is eminent in this country. It's not more than 5 or 10% of the country, but it is 5 or 10% of the country. You have 330 million. There's 30 million that are just we're bad. We're the bad guy, and that's a reality. It's growing. That number is growing because of whatever, brainwashing, bad information, digesting lies that are just factually aren't true.
Yeah, little snippets of information on the TikTok or something. I mean, like
that. Somebody did a study on you know, you absorb an hour of TikTok, you're 15% more likely to be anti-Semitic.
Right.
I mean, so it's...
There's the messages that you're getting.
The messaging that's going on with the social media and such, I just don't know if we would be the same today as one United States of America versus fragmented and people dispensing information, like Pearl Harbor didn't happen. It didn't happen. Those are just special. Israel wasn't attacked by Hamas the way that we say. It was all Israeli army, and they're just lying. So you just got to fight some of the stuff that we never used to have to fight. And, 9/11 was a plot by George W. Bush. I mean, it was supposed to, he did that. Dick Cheney did that. You know, there's things that are hard to leap over, and it's getting harder and harder as we see currently with Israel being attacked by Hamas in such a brutal way, beheading babies and killing women and children. And then, of course, the people that you would ask about that would say, that's a lie. That did not happen. It was all Israel, and they made that up. And that's not true. There's facts on the ground, and there's film on the ground, and what happened October 7 in Israel. So if you feel like it, if you're thinking about it, I got a clip I want to play that put together with 1941 and some of the survivors. This was made a few years ago, of those that were on the USS Arizona and other ships there at Pearl Harbor. You can just hear it in their voice, what they went through. It was also payday the day before. On Saturday, December 6th in Honolulu, they got paid $15 each. So they went out and spent it. And so guess what? They probably had a few beers.
Yeah.
And so they were asleep Sunday morning, and it was just the perfect time to attack Pearl Harbor in Honolulu. They had some of the admirals playing golf on that early Sunday morning as they saw the planes fly overhead. And it was chaos in minutes, and it was a 90-minute attack that just left us in absolute despair. So it's something to think about. And if I were to go to the mall with a microphone, I said, do you know what today is? And I guess I'm picking on the mall because it might be a little younger crowd. But if I go out there with a picture of Joe Biden, and then to ask two-part question, who is this, Joe Biden, who is this, and what happened on today in U.S. history? What percentage would know? And I just, it's just a simple question. And I think there'd be more shocking. And I would bet half the people would know Joe Biden, half would not know who he is. And I bet you 10% would know who Kamala Harris is, the vice president. And 90% would not know who that is. I just think it's where we are. 217-359-2255. If you'd like to text and think about that, well, how would America react to an attack on us? You can even go back to 9/11. That's 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'd be different. Here's your sports headlines.
Illinois extended its winning streak to 3 games with their 74-52 win over Northern Kentucky. Go Lady Illini. Our State Farm Center Had a lot of great players, 14 of them registering minutes in their route to this 22-point victory. And Bryn Shoup Hill set a new career high scoring mark with the team best 15 points. Next up for the women in the Illini basketball team will be Michigan on Sunday at 2. For the men, it's Saturday at 11 as we take on number 17, Tennessee. We've been ranked number 20. We also had Johnny Newton claiming more All-American awards. And, of course, he's declared for the NFL draft, so we won't be seeing him play again. But Parkland's basketball team, 12-0. Now it's the college's best record, their 76-70 win over Rend Lake. The women's basketball team also winners. Speaking of women's basketball, Caitlin Clark with Iowa gets her 3,000th point, joining 15 players. With that kind of credential, we also had Iowa beating Iowa State 67-58. In NFL action tonight, New England and Pittsburgh will be going at it. The Bulls beat Charlotte yesterday. That's Essentially Sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, this woman from Iowa who's going to score, you know, 30 points a game, and everybody knows it. Think about that. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And so she must have good teammates. I've not seen Iowa play this year, but she must have good teammates. Otherwise, you just double team her.
Yeah.
And you double team her, she kicks it over to somebody who's open, and she mm-hmm. must make a free, you know. So anyway, it's remarkable what's happening. Caitlin Clark, but Elise Knutson from Philo, Illinois, is the second leading scorer in women's basketball in the nation.
Uh-huh.
She's averaging 28-plus points a game for Millikan. And I don't care where you're playing. I don't care if we have a game in Philo on the blacktop. Scoring 30 points a game is nuts.
That's a lot.
Because everybody knows you're the guy. You're the woman. You're the person. You're,
uh-huh.
You stop them. It's crazy. All right, getting some texts in. We will discuss.
Okay, good.
217-359-2255. How would America react? And I'm picking December 7th because that's 82 years ago for Pearl Harbor.
Right.
And it's how would we react? How would we digest this today? How would the news media, which has changed dramatically in 20 years, how would the news media cover this? And what would the feeling of the people you would at least hear on the TV and social media, what would they say? And what would the presentation be? And then what would the pressure to do be for Americans? And what would we do? Because, listen, it's a scary world we're living in. And it has many of us concerned about what would happen if something happens. And so it's worth thinking about. 217-359-2255. We check some weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier brought to you this morning by Carl.
Carl reminds you that in December, sometimes the holidays can lead to increased negative behaviors. Do you know someone struggling with gambling or substance abuse? Reach out for help at carl.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Vista today in a delightful spell of so-called December weather coming our way over the next several days, especially with temperature in mind. And the next weather system appearing to be all rain across the area. Some additional drought relief early on into the weekend. There is a change back to more seasonal temperatures and perhaps a couple of snowflakes in the air as well at some point late in the weekend or early next week. In the meantime, mostly sunny, turning windy and milder this afternoon, up to 54. Almost 15 above average. Southwest wind on the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. A few clouds for tonight. Breezy 43 for the low. Tomorrow, windy and seasonally mild. There could be a stray shower in spots late in the day and up to 57. Tomorrow night, shower activity expands across the area. Lows in the lower 50s, up to 56. And then falling temperatures Saturday afternoon. Some shower activity spikes through the morning hours. For Sunday, maybe a snow shower in spots in the morning. A dry Monday, high temperatures in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth, since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Expected in the recent quarter, sales were up 2.4%. The company says that was mostly because of contributions from new stores, which offset the impact of other stores closing. Dollar General is planning 800 new stores and 1,500 stores being remodeled next year. Advanced Micro Devices shares are higher after revealing new products that could boost its artificial intelligence business. Air Methods, a helicopter ambulance business, has received bankruptcy court approval for its debt restructuring. The business says it will exit bankruptcy court by the end of the year after wiping out $1.7 billion in debt. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5, we programming note here this morning. John Decker is on an Amtrak train. Signal spotty. Oh, he's going to miss today. Sorry about that. Okay. He's sorry, too, because so many love John Decker on a Thursday program. We've been talking about the date. It's December 7, 1941, discussing Pearl Harbor. That's when the Japanese attacked America and drew us into World War II. It was kind of an inevitability from a whole lot of perspectives, but it was the United States. There was a woman in Congress that voted against going to war. It was whatever the number was, 222-1. And I think her name was Jeannie Murray. You can look that up and check me, but that's what's in my brain.
Okay.
It was not unanimous to declare war on Japan after Pearl Harbor.
Hmm.
So there was one person in 1941, and then, of course, we've all lived through, I think you've lived through, probably old enough to remember at least a little bit, some of you, 9/11. And what happened there, it was a different enemy because it was terrorism. And terrorism can live in caves and among women and children. Very, very difficult. There isn't a flag. There isn't borders. Much more difficult to fight terror than it was to say, there's Germany, there's Italy, there's Japan.
Well, some text coming in to 359-2255 saying, remember when Trump claimed that Muslims cheered in the streets after 9/11? He may be over-exaggerated, but he wasn't wrong. It will be way worse this time. Another person said, Steve, I absolutely agree with the attitude of our country. We would not have had the support of a lot of liberal Americans. I'm very concerned about our country moving forward. We have young people that need a safe space when things don't go their way, blaming America for all the wrongs of the world.
Another texter says, I am certain that the same people blaming Israel for October 7 would blame the U.S. for December 7. Is that right? Is that where we are? 217-359-2255. How would we react today for an attack, even 9/11? And I think, I believe it would be what this last texter said. It's our fault. Remember Barack Obama's minister? Chickens coming home to roost. GD America. I mean, it was just unbelievable. Reverend, what was his name? Reverend Wright up in Chicago. That America was the bad guy. And that's, listen, it's just a weird, different, we've not been here before where we are fighting so much. We don't get along. We have such different opinions. You might even say we have a different level of reality of what is true and what isn't. And yet we can't really solve stuff if you don't talk, and we can't really solve stuff if we're on such different planes where people are leaving states to go to a red state and people leaving red states to go to blue states. Is that what it's becoming? So, I mean, what would it be all America's fault? Would we know what happened on this date? Would there be people? Certainly there'd be people at the mall that would know what happened on September 11th of 2001, right? I mean, you'd think they'd know that. 9/11, everybody, because yeah. the
9/11, I would think.
Yeah.
So Jeanette Rankin was the one that was the sole person that voted against going to war.
222 to 1. I don't know why that number sticks in my head. Obviously, the less people represented in America is the less people in America. I'm not sure how many people were in America in 1941, but it wasn't very many. 150, 200 million. We're 330 plus, 340 million people and growing by leaps and bounds. The first lady addressed the nation after the Pearl Harbor attack and maybe the most patriotic speech ever broadcast. That'd be Eleanor Roosevelt, right? Mm. But Franklin Delano, I'm going to play this clip coming up after the news here. And it plays Franklin Roosevelt's declaration of war. I mean, we're going to win, so help us God. And then a bunch of veterans that were there that remember it. And, you know, right now, today, and December 7, 2023, I don't know how many we have living. It's a handful. And not very many, obviously, that long ago that went through that and are still alive. So it's a long time ago. It would have been, you know, 18 years old and it's 82 years, 100.
Mm-hmm.
So those that are 100 years old, there are a few, but very, very few. Okay, a break. We'll come back. We do have a Stever, ladies and gentlemen, today. A good one from Merle Norman.
Oh, great.
Somebody wants to have their face played on. You get kind of a facial. I'll pay for that. You'll also get a color analysis. We'll get that covered. And then I give you a Benjamin Franklin, which is a $100 bill, to buy things from Marilyn at Merle Norman, right next to Carpet Weavers on Market View.
That's right, 706 West Market View, near Market View and Prospect, North Prospect, and right next to Subway. It's so nice to get in there and even bring a girlfriend and talk about the boutique items and the things that you can get this holiday season. So many gifts if you reach different thresholds of buying skincare items and things like that. The fragrances are terrific. And, of course, you're wanting to look good at all these holiday parties coming up too. Merle Norman with Marilyn is the perfect fit.
Okay, again, to get this, go to GoStever.com. It's up right now. GoStever.com. And if you would like to win this, and maybe your significant other would love this, you can do that. This could be a little gift ahead of Christmas.
That's right.
All right, 217-359-2255. You want to text anything about the date, December 7, and Pearl Harbor Day, or anything else about how America would react today if we were attacked, you can text in or go to GoStever.com for the offer.
Hi, Ellen Hook here, owner of your local Ashley and Ashley Outlets. We're delivering faster than Santa's sleigh this December. Buy now and get guaranteed delivery before Christmas. Shop local at your Ashley store for in-stock furniture, mattresses, holiday decor, and more. There's dining and kitchenware to help you savor the season, and post-feast recliners to add yet another reason. Visit your local Ashley home store right now for hosting essentials that bring holiday wow. Buy now and get guaranteed delivery on all in-stock product before Christmas. Only at your local Ashley.
when it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Local, personal, trusted. Hi, this is Atah Durakan with First Federal Savings Bank of Champaign-Urbana, and we've been serving Champaign County since 1908. Our institution is safe, strong, and stable. We operate on a foundation of responsible and sound practices, and you can rest easy knowing we're your bank. Rated 5-star superior by Bauer Financial, Inc. Fast, friendly, and local. With local loan decisions and underwriting, if you're not already banking with us, give us a try, and we think you'll love it here. First Federal Savings Bank, 356bank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS. 435-120.
Foster. Vivek Ramaswamy defended him, but the other three Republicans on stage at last night's final primary debate on News Nation had something at least negative to say about former President Trump. He's beating them all badly in the polls.
Trump wasn't there. Blur to Governor Ron DeSantis.
The idea that we're going to put someone up there that's almost 80 and there's going to be no effects from that, we all know that that's not true.
Former Ambassador Nikki Haley.
$9 trillion in debt. He did just in 4 years.
And former Governor Chris Christie.
He is unfit.
Jill Nato, Fox News.
It's December 7th. The Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor was 82 years ago today. Oregon Navy veteran Ike Schaub, 103 years old, says he was scared stiff on board the USS Dobbin that day.
Didn't know what to do. It's a funny feeling.
He's expected to be one of only about 5 or 6 survivors back in Hawaii for today's remembrance ceremony. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign teen facing a gun charge. It follows a traffic stopper in Urbana. Police pulled over a car Monday night in the 800 block of East Main Street. They searched the car, discovered cannabis and a pistol. A 17-year-old arrested and then taken to the Champaign County Juvenile Detention Center. Governor's unveiling the 18 members of the Early Childhood Education and Care Transition Advisory Committee. The strategic planning group will consist of educators, child care providers, and policy experts. The committee will advise the state on the creation of a new unified state agency to administer early childhood education and care programs. The Decatur City Manager retiring next year. Scott Wrighton announcing he plans to retire in May at the City Council meeting on Monday. He was hired as City Manager in January of 2019. City officials plan to hire a consulting firm to find his replacement. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. ESPN 93.5 weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center selling passes this week 50% off. Don't forget the lap swim and winter break public swim hours. A great way for families and groups to enjoy the pool for a discount. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and Saturday. Nice spell of early December weather to continue on right in through at least the start of the weekend. And even there, next weather system expected to bring some additional drought relief. More rain in the forecast. There is a shift back into some chillier weather, more seasonal temperatures for next week. In the meantime, turning windy and milder with a mostly sunny Thursday. 54 this afternoon, the southwest to south wind and the increase at 15 to 25 and gusty. Some scattered clouds, breezy tonight, 43. That's close to an average high this time of the year. Tomorrow, windy and unseasonably mild, partly sunny. Could be a lone shower to our southwest late in the day and high at about 57, even 60 south of Champaign County. Breezy mild in the lower 50s and showers overspread the area tomorrow night and some showery weather for the day on Saturday, especially the morning hours, up to 56 there, 40s in the afternoon. Could be a snow shower Sunday, nothing Monday, couple of snowflakes Tuesday and Wednesday. Temperatures will settle back close to 40 for daytime highs. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, we normally have John Decker on at this hour. I apologize, he's on an Amtrak. And he has spotty reception, so we just aren't able to reach him today. Navigating perhaps tomorrow, maybe we'll get John Decker up, and then, of course, next Thursday he'll be back. It's always great to have him on the Tapman's Towing phone line. John Decker, the great television national correspondent. Great television's got like 120 TV stations. Unfortunately, they're not in Champaign-Urbana. Won't see John a lot, but anywhere there's anything nationally, he's on. 120 TV stations across America. So, and he's just obviously very good. And we met him in a little cubby in a radio hole in Fox News. Mm-hmm. I knew him when.
Exactly.
All right, so this is December 7, 1941. We've been talking about Pearl Harbor and what happened back in that day, 82 years ago today, and why it's significant. And then the other question was, how would we react today as a country? Would we be all united, or would there be protests for the other side, like we're seeing for Palestine and Palestinian mm-hmm. protests and things mm-hmm. we're seeing in major cities regarding Israel?
Especially college campuses. And,
yeah. Anyway, I'm just curious, and if you have any thoughts on that, you can text in, how would America respond today to Pearl Harbor and or 9/11, for that matter? It just seems very much like we're not as united, obviously, as we used to be. Or at least that's being portrayed. I think there's always been outliers in America, just not as many. But there's always been people that are crazy, nuts, unbelievable, not in reality, left-wing, communist. I mean, we've had it all. We've right. always had it.
And sometimes the vocal minority is the one that gets the attention of the media because it's essentially clickbait because you look at it because it's interesting.
And or so outrageous.
Right.
And so, but something happened to the media. We somehow just kind of went the other way, mm-hmm. and we're not getting the coverage. You can say both sides. I mean, Fox News has that and Newsmax and stuff. So there is stuff representing the other side of it. But most of it, in my opinion, is pretty much left to far left to me. And you can say, well, Fox News is right. Okay. But I mean, it's just anti where we are.
Yeah.
Anti great experiment. This is still an experiment coming up in 250 years. In the course of time, what's China been out there? 4,000 years? I mean, 250 years is not very long.
Right.
Roman Empire had it going on for what, 400 years? That collapsed. So don't think stuff like that can't happen to America.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels weird and bad and not good and not united. So here's a clip. It's about 4 minutes long about Pearl Harbor. And then the question is, how would we react today? You can text in 217-359-2255. Okay, so here's what happened 82 years ago today.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
By December 1941, the world was at war. Europe was reeling from the Nazis' blitz. In the West, a determined Britain stood alone. Meanwhile, Imperial Japanese armies marched through China. Great nations and civilized peoples were enveloped by a new, terrible sort of war.
Everybody knew that it was coming, just didn't know when.
May or June, probably, of 1941, we went on a full alert because everybody was saying we were going to go to war with Japan.
And we said, if we ever get in a war with Japan, we'll wipe them out in 3 months. We were very arrogant and proud about that. But how mistaken they were.
Aboard the USS Nevada, the band played Morning Colors as the Stars and Stripes was raised. And a giant wave of planes appeared off in the distance. It was 7:48 a.m.
And it's on a Sunday. They couldn't have picked a better day to do it because we get paid twice a month, and the day before was our payday. So everybody's getting ready to go and spend their $12 or $15 that they got.
Moments later, chaos ensued, and the world would be forever changed. Japanese dive bombers and fighters rained fire upon American fighters. Easy targets parked wingtip to wingtip on the ground.
We heard a screaming aircraft, and moments later, a terrible explosion. We ran outside the hangar, and the hangar beside us had received the first bomb that fell on Fort Island.
The first Japanese plane I saw was flying low and slow in my direction. He cut loose his machine guns, so the bullets went over my head and dug a trench in the dirt behind me.
But the real target was the pride of the U.S. Navy, the battleships moored just off Ford Island. All along Battleship Row, sleeping sailors awoke to the explosion of bombs and the sounds of alarms calling them to battle stations.
All the loudspeakers, all the radios, everything had the tag that this is not a drill. This is a real thing.
First hit, I thought somebody rammed into us. But there was a lot of, you know, it wasn't that kind of a hit. It wasn't a collision hit. It was a sharp. And you turn your head, and just about 30 seconds, the next one hit. Then I know.
Immediately, the USS Oklahoma was hit by three torpedoes and began to capsize. The California was hit by two bombs and torpedoes. At 8.06 a.m., a bomb crashed through the forward deck of the USS Arizona.
Went through five decks and into the lower handling room. And when it went in the lower handling room, there went 1 million pounds of powder. It blew up, and that's in the pictures you all see of it. And the bow came about 30, 40 feet out of the water.
Nearly 1,200 men aboard the Arizona would be killed in the blast.
So we loaded the guys in the launches and to take him to the hospital ship, and we abandoned ship.
Two waves of attacks over 90 minutes had left Pearl Harbor smoldering.
I seen all the ships up the battleship rolling fire, the Arizona, the West Virginia, the Tennessee, Nevada. It was a devastating sight I'll never forget.
The attack on Pearl Harbor plunged the United States into World War II. Its inspired defense rallied the nation to fight on.
With confidence in our armed forces.
What happened December 7th is frozen in my mind.
With the unbounding determination of our people.
I'm very happy that I'm still here to talk about it, but I'm glad that I played a small part.
The sailors, they didn't have to be told what to do.
We will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
And then another aspect of this is what if we needed people to join? Could we get the 18 to 34-year-olds in America today to sign up and fight? How would that go?
Right.
And I don't know.
I don't know how recruitment's going either.
Well, I mean, we're talking about going to the fight. Would our young people sign? Back then, I mean, you couldn't keep them from World War II. You hold me back. How many people signed up 9/11 after they saw it? A lot. Would we have that same patriotism? And frankly, would we be physically able?
Right. I've heard that sometimes when people sign up, they have to go to a camp of sorts and try to work on their physical fitness.
Well, that takes 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just go.
That's right.
It's not a two-week camp. If you're 40 pounds overweight, you can't do much.
That's right.
And there are a lot of people more than 40 pounds overweight. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's another, I think, kind of just came to me. I said, wait a minute, who'd fight? If we on our college campuses need safe spaces when we lose an election, how are they handling military training with guns and bombs and missiles and earplugs and headphones to keep your ears from blowing up when you fire off some rocket? I mean, it's a new world. I don't know if I would have the confidence to think we got a drove of 19-year-olds ready to go. George Herbert Walker Bush lied about his age to get in to be an airline pilot when he was 18. He wasn't going to be held back. We're going to go fight the enemy. I don't know. I don't feel that. I don't feel that there'd be a plethora of young people that would say, sign me up. God bless America. Let's go. Eesh. Okay, I hope I'm wrong on that one, too. Well, I don't know. I don't know.
You've got some points, Stevie.
I don't know.
Something to think about when it comes to our
what would we do?
Patriotic feeling. I know I'm the Champaign County Freedom Celebration Committee, and we worry about patriotism around the 4th of July, and are we rubbing people the wrong way with certain themes and things like that? It's ridiculous that we have to second-guess being proud to be an American.
217-359-2255, would we have enough people? And then if we didn't and we had a draft, I don't know. It's just different.
Right.
Isn't it?
It is.
It feels different. All right, 217-359-2255. You got anything to add to that? It is 7:44. We do have Did You Know? Nathaniel coming up with a good one. Let's check sports headlines.
Well, and really, how do we get there again? What can we do? I mean, as far as, you know, I'm thinking about the 4th of July and all that. How can we give people that burst or to have them get involved and support?
Even 9/11, Tom Daschle was the Senate Majority Leader. He was a Democrat. George W. Bush as a Republican president, and they hugged, and it was, we were for a week all one. And then when it's terror and you know it was Al-Qaeda, where are they? In the caves of Afghanistan. Well, who's supporting Taliban? So attack the Taliban. It was really hard to attack the right area and be. And then you're in Iraq because Saddam Hussein had weapons of all of that.
Yeah.
Back in the day when it was Germany and it was Japan, it was a clear enemy with a flag. Now they're wearing jeans and you're not sure who's who.
Right.
Completely different enemy in 2023.
All right. Well, when it comes to sports, we have Illinois women beating Northern Kentucky yesterday, 74-52. All 14 players getting some minutes, and Michigan will be next up Sunday at 2. Our Illinois men in action at Tennessee. They're ranked 17. We're ranked 20. 11 a.m. for that game. Luke Goody on the radio yesterday sounding awesome, as we're coming off such a big win there with the Jimmy V Classic in New York City. When it comes to professional basketball, we had New Orleans and L.A. going at it tonight at 8, the Pelicans and Lakers, and the Pacers at Milwaukee to face the Bucks at 4 o'clock this afternoon in the semifinals of this in-season tournament. We had some other Illinois trending women's basketball stories, with number 4 Iowa taking down Iowa State 67-58. The big headline was Caitlin Clark's 35 points. I think she was like 20 in when she hit that 3,000 point level, and 750 rebounds and 750 plus assists. The record is held by Kelsey Plum in 2017 when she exited to join the Las Vegas Aces with 3,527 career points. So Caitlin's really on track, since we're so young in the season, to probably beat that, since she averages around 30 points a season. And
a game. 30 a game. And
that's right.
I mentioned Elise Knutson because she's local.
Well, and we got a graphic in text-wise from my friend Heather saying Caitlin Clark's at 237 points this season with 8 games played, and Elise Knutson at 219
Unbelievable.
With 8 games played at Milliken.
Yeah.
So way to go, Elise. NFL action tonight, we'll have New England and Pittsburgh. Bulls over Charlotte yesterday, 111-100. Io with 8 points in his 22 minutes. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, Milliken won last night. They beat Elmhurst, which isn't very good. 95-50. Elise probably had a few minutes. She only scored 24.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, they didn't need her as much. She shoots 92% from the free throw line. Wow. So, I mean, it's remarkable that we got somebody around here that's one of the top scorers in America from Philo, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
Elise Knutson, leading scorer ever at Unity, beating Brian Cardinal.
That's right.
That's a lot of points now.
I remember that presentation.
Brian had a few points in the day now.
That's right.
Okay, ESPN 93.5-217-359-2255. If you want to join in what we've kind of been the theme of do people remember 9/11? Do they care? Do you remember December 7, 1941, Pearl Harbor? Do they remember? Do they care?
We got a text in saying, I think of the world wars today and the future are a lot different than the ground warfare of before. I think it would be a lot more cyber focused. So you would still need boots on the ground, just not the scope.
Well, I mean, see what's happening in Gaza. I mean, we're on the ground. Israel's on the ground, boots on the ground, you know, door-to-door kind of thing, bombing overhead. I mean, it feels like kind of the same thing. But I agree, there'd certainly be some take down their water, take down their electricity. I mean, you could certainly do that if you're on a full-out war. There would be a lot of that, but you're still going to need people in harm's way that got to go in. And, you know, these days, the best recruits are probably guys that play games and could fly a drone, you know, because they're flying unmanned drone these days, you know, taking shots like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 217-359-2255. Did you know coming up? We'll check your weather next. Always a pleasure to talk about Donnie up at Long Branch Steakhouse here in beautiful downtown Gifford. Well, you know what, friends? It's never too early to make your Christmas party reservations at the Long Branch Steakhouse in Gifford. They are taking party reservations for December. Dates are filling up quickly. Don't be left out this year. If you want a fabulous night at the Long Branch for your office party, get it done now. Connect with the Long Branch Steakhouse and book your Christmas party. Long Branch Steakhouse, beautiful downtown Gifford.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Battery.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Weather brought to you by Busey for over 150 years. Busey, member FDIC.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Nuys set a nice spell of early December weather to continue on right in through at least the start of the weekend. And even there, next weather system expected to bring some additional drought relief. More rain in the forecast. There is a shift back into some chillier weather, more seasonal temperatures for next week. In the meantime, turning windy and milder with a mostly sunny Thursday, 54 this afternoon.
During this holiday season, Cunningham Children's Home and each child, adult, and family we've served this year would like to express our appreciation to the Champaign-Urbana community for your support of our mission to see every child thrive. Join Cunningham Children's Home for the 4th annual Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity, December 8th and 9th. Drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the holiday magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the Live Nativity. Learn more about Luminaries of Hope at cunninghamhome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find boots at some big box stores, but nothing like Pard's selections. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pard's in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com. Okay, Wendy texts in, my dad served in World War II, first in the Philippines, then in Japan. The reason they were in Japan was for rebuilding efforts. That says a lot about who we are as the United States. You know, I mean, we didn't keep their countries. Certainly could have, right? I mean, we had the control. Well, we gave them back and made them promise about we'll have their back, which we've had for all those years, but they don't really have a military. That's why they're freaking out about North Korea and stuff so close, and China and all these other threats. Okay, on Thursdays at this time, we have a segment called Did You Know with Nathaniel Sun. He is in Chicago. Nathaniel Sun, are you there?
Good morning, Dad. How's it going?
Well, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Well, we appreciate your segments on Did You Know. Today, it's very seasonal.
You know, this morning we do get to highlight on one of the components of the holiday season that we're in. And specifically, we're going to discuss the person who's become the societal centerpiece of the season we're in and the holiday that we celebrate at the end of the month. And that is Saint Nick. Now, while we know that Christmas actually celebrates the birth of Christ, did you know that the legend of Saint Nicholas, as commonly known, is the origin story of modern-day Santa Claus? Now, St. Nick himself was born in the 3rd century in a village of Patera, which is modern-day southern Turkey. Now, his parents were wealthy, but they died when he was young. He supposedly spent his inheritance, although, helping sick and poor individuals in his village and was eventually made a bishop. Now, he lived during the Roman Empire during the reign of Diocletian. Diocletian was known for his persecution of Christians. Nicholas was imprisoned at some point for his service, but he was also present at the Council of Nicaea, which actually was the group of people that decided which books were going to be in the Bible. Nicholas was known for his generosity in the name of Christ by sharing his wealth among those who needed it. And the most well-known story of his service involves three poor sisters who had no dowry, which back then, it meant they were unable to marry and actually could have been sold into slavery. But one morning, the family woke to three bags of gold mysteriously waiting for them in their home, and it was dowries for the girls. But some versions of the story say that he actually tossed the bags into the window as to remain anonymous, and they landed in the socks or shoes by the fireplace. So as you know, secularized as this holiday has become, I hope we're encouraged, even by the generosity undermining St. Nick and his service for Christ, as we all know, the main character of the season that we celebrate.
That's something. I mean, even 1,700 years ago, a guy who's helping poor people, giving them money, anonymously giving gold to three women who'd never have a husband without it, is imprisoned. So even then, it's like, what are we doing here? What? Why would you imprison him? Well, because he was a Christian. And he did it in the name of Christ, and that's our Santa Claus, the St. Nicholas. And today, modern-day Turkey is where that is. I've never, ever known that. Have you, Nyan? I've never heard that.
I hadn't heard where it was, but I know that I was an exchange student and spent some time in Holland. They have the shoes, and, you know, we have the stockings hanging by the fireplaces and things like that, but they do more of, you know, filling the stockings with hay or something for the deer or
a lot of different customs.
Right.
But this was Saint Nick, and the legend that became our modern day Santa Claus, but he was a really good man. That's good to know.
And isn't it amazing with everything that has been stripped away from Christmas and the Christmas season, that at the heart, Santa Claus, or the person that inspires Santa Claus, was a giver and was such a strong Christian.
Yep.
To me, that's
right.
Such an encouraging fact.
No question. Well, Nathaniel's son, well done, well done. Tip of the cap to let you know who he is. He's my son, so I call him Nathaniel's son. Somebody asked Christian if there's going to be a Christian son segment. We haven't gotten to that yet. All right, Nathaniel.
Let him cover the sports.
Yeah, that's right. Good stuff. Appreciate it. Well done.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
All right.
Take care.
From Chicago today, Nathaniel's son with Did You Know? Interesting tidbits. Get a lot of response from this.
Yeah.
Love it. Hope you enjoy it as well.
The backstory of St. Nick.
Yeah. All right, we'll be back. We got the news. That'll be next. Coming back in our 8 o'clock hour, the Smoke Show. Tim Onstell will jump in as we discuss what happened on Thanksgiving. We smoked a turkey. He smoked four.
Wow.
Four turkeys left-handed. You know, no big deal. Okay, our Stever, the program where I, Stevie J, actually give you money to go spend at a business. And today, Merle Norman, I'm giving out that free color analysis, a.k.a. kind of a facial, play with your face.
Yeah.
And you can say, you know, I see that over there. We can really help that with this. And then I give you $100 to buy this. So she has great products, Merle Norman, all the products made in America.
Marilyn knew that I was going to be on TV on CI Living to promote Tolono's holiday happenings that are coming up on Saturday. And boy, she made my face just pop. I got to, you know, check out the recording of it, and I looked great. I was so happy that she took time to do my eyes and you know, have exactly blended. If you're looking for a holiday party and a good look into 2024, Merle Norman is our offer today.
GhostStever.com to enter. Boy, somebody's going to like this.
Mm-hmm.
I could do a couple of them. So you just go to GhostStever.com, GhostStever.com, you get that done. She put me in that mirror. If she put me in that mirror and had a look.
Seven times magnified.
Uh-huh. So here's what she'd say. She'd say, hey, I'm so glad you're here. Oh, I tell you what, why don't you just stay on the radio, okay? Just stay on the radio. And you're a good guy. Everybody loves you. Yeah.
We have some skincare products that you could use.
Yeah, I got cement. We could fill in those crevices with cement.
All right.
Okay, another text just came in.
Okay, what's happening?
It says we're talking all about December 7. We're talking about 9/11. How would we react? The demographics of the country... The demographics of the country are extremely different than they were in 1941. That's true. And assimilation to American culture is now considered xenophobic. So most immigrants come here now touting the flag of the country they just left. That's not what we do. You can't do that. So American patriotism now considered taboo or even worse by probably half the country. They can't be half the country. But you're right. You come here. The deal is you come here, you learn English, you assimilate into this culture. You bring your culture and your tradition. That's fine.
Yes.
But you don't turn us into you. We turn us into us. It is the most bold experiment to have peoples from all over the world come here. You don't land in Munich and become a German. You don't land in Tokyo and become Japanese. You don't go to Seoul, South Korea and become Korean. But you can come to America and be an American. And the reason nobody's ever tried this is because it never works. Melting what? Melting pot? What are you talking about? Are you on pot? We never get along. We can't blend that.
Xenophobic, by the way, showing a dislike or prejudice from people from other countries.
Yeah, well, we're not that. You know, we have all types in America, but we have a great type of most Americans, and I fully believe this. Most Americans are good, basic, smart, common sense, caring human beings. Most people. I believe that with my heart. Absolutely do. All right, we're going to break 217-359-2255. If you have something to add, feel free to text it. We'll break for the news at 8 o'clock. Glad you're listening. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I am Stevie J, and this is WSJK Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana. We hit your Fox News